Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. And we want to say, hola, ¿cómo estás? Bienvenidos, ni hao, salve,
mushi mushi,
to all of our listeners here
and
today.
And hello.
Let's not forget
that one.
To all of our listeners. This is Adam Minahan, and I'm in studio today, once again, thankfully, after a hiatus with my bud, David Niles.
What?
Dave, it's so good to be back. It's so good.
Three weeks that we've been
without each other on the show. But
right.
We've had some sweet, stellar guest hosts.
Yeah, so we really need to say thank you.
Yes, to Ken Hitterson.
Father Brian O'Brien.
And Harrison Garlick. I mean, they did a great job for us filling in.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it is so awesome to be back in the saddle again.
It just feels right.
It feels so good. This is the Catholic Man Show, and if you welcome to our first time listeners, whether you found us on iTunes, the podcast, or if you've seen us on Facebook,
or if you had a vision from the Lord telling you to listen to our show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying that probably has happened.
Or Instagram or Twitter. We're on all the social medias except for MySpace. We don't do MySpace.
No, forget MySpace.
We thought about it, but we said, you know what?
Nah.
MySpace isn't for
us.
It's
not cool enough for us.
So this is the Catholic Man Show, and every episode we do three things. We do a manly beverage, gear, and a man topic. So welcome, sit back, relax, because we're about to give you the man warning and jump into the show.
Warning. If you are someone who is susceptible to high levels of manliness, this is not the show for you. Please turn it off. And I mean that. I mean right now, because you could be seriously injured. We have reports are in that, in fact, there was one man who actually died to self after listening to this show. I'm not kidding.
Died to self.
He died to self. He was so, it was too manly, and it was overwhelming, and he ended up, like, serving his wife really well or something after, you know, like, really loving his family after hearing the show. So I'm just saying, be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
We don't want to hurt anybody.
No, that's not our intentions.
Manly stuff's going on here, and so.
Yeah, we do a lot of manly things.
All.
So.
Tons of manly things.
Yeah.
Exclusively manly things.
Especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exclusively. So welcome, everybody. Man, Dave, I got to tell you, I think it's a little ridiculous for somebody to take a two-week vacation. I think that's pretty ridiculous.
You talking about the Pope?
No, I'm talking about you.
Well, it's a long drive to Northern Michigan.
I mean, who's able to take two full weeks of vacation?
Okay, so...
That's ridiculous.
My family has this cabin on this lake in Northern Michigan where, like, my grandpa, when he was a boy, he was going to this lake... Every year. My dad, growing up, he's been going to the lake every year since he was a boy. I've been going every year since I was a kid.
I even went with you 1 year.
Yeah, you did. So it's like, it's a tradition. But it's a long drive to Northern Michigan from here in Oklahoma.
Like, what is it, 19 hours?
Yeah, I mean, 18 to 20, depending on your stops.
Yeah.
So it's not really something you want to do for, like, a few days.
Right.
If you're going to drive up there, it's like, just...
Let's hunker down for a bit.
Lay some roots for a little bit and enjoy it.
Oh, man. But we have a great show for you today. This is like going to be a manly show.
This is a show. This is a topic that is a very obvious one that was inevitable. Mm-hmm. It's an inevitable topic, I think.
Absolutely. Also, real quick, let's do a little bit of housekeeping.
Okay.
Let's talk about Breadbox Media, because we're now, you know, we're on Breadbox Media.
Yeah.
And if you like this show so much where you're saying, how can I help the show?
Mm-hmm.
We have the avenue for you.
Yeah.
It's called Friends of the Show.
Word.
Go to Redbox Media, and you can donate $10 a month, which is nothing. I mean, $10, come on.
Mm-hmm. It's $10. It's actually, to be precise, $10 more than nothing.
Correct.
But it's not very much.
Or infinitely more than nothing.
It's infinitely more, depending on if you're talking about addition or multiplication.
Yes. Yeah. I had to think about that for a second. yes. So, but if you like the show, you can be a friend of the show, donate $10 a month, and we'll give you exclusive content.
Yeah,
so
we will. We'll make it for you.
So go to Breadbox Media, search us on Breadbox Media, The Catholic Man Show, and you can become a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, if you check us out on our iTunes and you podcast us, leave us a review. It helps. It helps people who are looking for solid, manly, Catholic podcasts.
Yeah, and if you're confused, more stars is better.
Correct, 5 stars.
Yeah, so it's not like golf where, you know, low scores. No, that's not the way it works. No. More stars, that's what we want.
Yeah. So anyway, Dave, let's jump into our manly beverage.
Okay, tell them what it. Adam, tell them what it is.
Dave, I'm actually really excited about this because I actually bought it. Well, I was on vacation because I was on vacation last week.
Yeah, we didn't like plan that. It just kind of worked out that way. That
right.
You were on vacation.
It was kind of funny
that I got back.
Yeah, and we actually kind of were like, should we can a couple episodes and play them, or should we just try to get guest hosts? And we decided with guest hosts because we thought it'd be a lot easier.
Well, yeah.
Really is what it was.
Yeah.
But while I was on vacation, I went to, you know, I always like to go to liquor stores outside of Oklahoma mm-hmm. and see if there's anything special while I'm there. And this one I'm really excited about because I tried it already with my dad and my brother-in-law's while we were on vacation.
Uh-huh.
When we were smoking a pipe and having this scotch, and it was just a real manly time.
Sweet.
So I was like, this has got to be
Sounds
a
awesome.
Drink. So it's Glenfiddich, and it's a single malt scotch whiskey, but it's a 14-year. Which is
more
awesome.
Than usual, and kind of an odd age.
Yeah,
you know, you see 12 and 15 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
14 is a little it's just a little unique.
But it's also a U.S. reserve
only, which is also strange. I've never heard of this, a Scotch being made only for the United States.
Or I guess it's called U.S. exclusive, not U.S. reserve, but
okay.
U.S. exclusive.
But it's only for the U.S.
Right, exactly. And what it is it's a 14-year bourbon in bourbon barrels, which adds sweet notes of creamy toffee and ripe summer fruit. And then on the finish is the new oak barrels, and with a strong vanilla and caramel and hints of fresh oak. And let me tell you, Dave, I've already tried it, and it's probably one of the smoothest whiskeys that I've tried.
Is it your top three? In your top three?
I gotta say it is. You know, it's like one of those things where everybody says your most recent one is your favorite one.
Right,
you know, that
yeah.
how it's always worked. It's like,
yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, who's the best basketball player, the most recent best basketball player,
yeah.
you know, of all time. But this one has to be in my top three. So let's try it.
Yeah.
We're gonna pour it in our Glencairn glasses, as we always do.
Fill my glass up to the top.
No, I'm not going to do that because we practice moderation, Dave. That's what we do.
It's a small glass.
That's what we do here on the Catholic Man
Show. I agree,
show.
But I'm just saying.
But what we do always do on the Catholic Man Show is we always have a cheers to Jesus.
To Jesus.
And to Our Lady. May we live with them forever.
Forever.
Once again, just how I remembered it, it is extremely smooth. The very beginning is a very caramel, vanilla.
I get honey. That's like
honey.
The first thing that
yep.
when I try it, boom, I get honey and then vanilla. And then on the finish, I get toffee. I think they mentioned toffee.
Mm-hmm.
I pick it up there.
A little bit, but there's no, like, a lot of scotches have the very peat, like the Laphroaig that you guys tried last week.
Yeah.
Is extremely peaty,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them have either like the peat or like a very strong peppercorn.
Yeah,
cracked pepper type of taste at the end.
Mm-hmm.
This one is one of the rare ones that don't have either one of those. It's a very smooth finish at the all the way through, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
How much was it?
It was a little bit more on the expensive side.
Yeah.
But I splurged since...
The 14, I mean...
I'm not saying you can't get it in Oklahoma... Because I've like Father Brian Ketterer has told me like a couple times when we said, I don't think you can get this in Oklahoma. That guy knows everything.
He knows that.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta go see Jerry.
Right. Exactly.
Over on 61st.
Past the railroad station.
Yeah.
The second right. You know, ask for Jerry. You know, but
it's behind the Kmart.
Okay. Right. Yeah. But this one I haven't seen it in Tulsa, and so when I saw it, I actually called our buddy Ken Savath. And I said, Ken, have you heard of this?
Uh-huh.
And for you guys that don't know, Ken Savath is a very whiskey connoisseur.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And he told
He's very well-traveled, and he gets whiskeys
from all over the world.
Yeah.
And he told me, no, I hadn't heard of this one. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I would definitely pick it up. So anyway, the price is about $55-$60.
Uh-huh. I mean, and that's really not bad.
It's not bad.
For a I mean, that's kind of...
I mean, our typical...
For a scotch drinker, that's kind of, I think, what they expect to pay.
Right. Our typicals are somewhere probably more around the $35 to $40 range that we have on here.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we'll have a $50. But this one, I think I paid $55 or $60 for.
Okay.
But
so not like $100.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I think it's well worth it. I got to be honest with you. Like,
yeah, this would be one that would be good to, you know, keep in the cabinet,
yeah.
Not drink it every
day.
The
decanter.
No, not the decanter, because that's the one you're gonna give to your guests
no,
when
that's
they come.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
But just keep it up in the cabinet, you know, mm-hmm. for maybe a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think this is one that everybody's gonna like.
I gotta say, if you are a new Scotch drinker, I think that you will really like this one.
Yeah.
Our buddy Robert Dalton is an avid Catholic Man Show listener, and he uh-huh. started diving into a couple different scotches.
Uh-huh.
And he texted me the other day, and he's like, hey, what's a good one that's not very peaty?
Yeah.
This one right here. Robert, if you're listening. Mm-hmm.
And our buddy Blake Berger, I know he was in the... I haven't asked him in a while, but I know he was buying all the whiskeys that we were trying here on the show.
Right, yeah. But this one's a solid one, guys.
Yeah.
This is really good. So, when we get back, we're going to introduce the man gear. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles, sitting here with Adam Minahan. Literally, between segments, we were doing feats of strength. We've said that before, but literally we did it this time.
We even Facebook lived it.
Yeah, so check out our Facebook page if you want to see the feats of strength. I counted over 1,000 push-ups. I say I counted over 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which
we'll
I
leave
did.
It, we'll leave it at
which
that.
Which I did. That's what I did.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Right before the, or actually and during the break, Adam was telling me with a lot of, he was making some points with a lot of veracity about why women are terrible drivers. Adam, why don't you tell him some of the points you were making?
No. Get Father Brian O'Brien over here for confession. Stat.
He was making some really, like,
no, he is not telling the truth. And that is not something we advocate here on the Catholic
Man Show.
Didn't
feel that way, but then he was saying all these things.
Father O'Brien, we need you over here to get confession stat, because Dave is not being truthful.
Well, hey, that's just the way I heard it, okay?
I did not say anything remotely close to that.
Anyway, it's good to be back, bro.
Yeah, it is really good to be back with you, man.
I've waited 3 weeks to do that to you. I thought about it after we recorded our last episode.
Together.
And I was like, dang it, it's going to be so long before I can do this.
Did it feel good?
It did.
Yeah, okay, good. Was it everything you thought it was
worth
it? Oh, man. It is good. It is good to be back, man. We had some great guest hosts. But it's always nice to be back and get back into the rhythm and flow of what we do here on the Catholic Man Show.
That's right.
So, anyway, so what we've knocked out our manly beverage for this show.
Well, I'm still working on mine.
Well, so am I. I mean, I'm just saying we've introduced it.
Yeah.
But let's introduce the man gear. Let's just jump right into it.
Okay, so it's kind of a two-part man gear.
Yes, it is.
So it's a money clip mm-hmm. with money in it.
Yes.
With cash.
Because I guess a money clip, carrying around just a money clip without cash.
It's stupid. It's dumb.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be very manly.
I mean, I think actually some people do use money clips just to like clip all their credit cards together because they're thinner. I've actually seen people do that who actually don't have cash.
Hmm.
But the man gear that we are talking about today has cash in it, and that's important.
Right. There's one thing. Let's talk first about the man, uh, the the clip, and then we'll talk about the money.
Okay.
So the clip in itself, I used to carry one all the time, and I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
If you don't have to carry business cards, mm-hmm. typically that's kind of the deal breaker. If you don't have to carry a lot of business cards around, right. That like this is the way to go.
Yeah, I used to carry one too, and I really liked it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm a sales guy, and I have to have business cards on me at all times.
End up with like the George Costanza wallet.
Right.
And it's giving you back problems.
Yeah, I really like whenever I'm driving, I take it out of my pocket because it's not comfortable.
So, have you ever seen Juan Posada's wallet?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I have.
It is the most, it's the funniest thing. It is exactly
like the George,
George Costanza wallet. It's the thickest thing I, like,
mm-hmm.
I thought surely nobody actually has a wallet like that. I was wrong.
Juan Posada does.
One of my best friends
yeah.
has one.
Yeah, he does, yeah. And he's an avid Catholic Man Show listener.
Oh yeah, he's definitely hearing us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but the money clip I like because it's efficient.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's efficient.
It's extremely efficient.
It's classy.
And it's classy.
Mm-hmm.
Manly. It's a gentleman type of article
mm-hmm.
to have.
Yeah.
And then it also is just lightweight and durable.
Not to say that it's like better than a wallet necessarily.
No.
I'm not saying that. I don't want people to think we're comparing the two here.
No.
But a money clip is good.
Yes. And it's durable.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing about...
Yeah.
That is a pro and con.
True.
The con with the wallet is after a while...
You get about 3 or 4 years, you know.
Max. And it's you know, not even really a billfold anymore.
Right.
But the money clip is very durable. So, but not just the money... And I also advise if you have a money clip, spend the, like, $20 to get it personalized. Get your initials on it.
Totally cool, yeah.
I think that's pretty sweet.
Or when someone steals it from you, you can be like, listen, dude,
that's
I know that is my money clip.
Yeah. But, Dave, let's talk about a little bit more about
the money
aspect.
Okay, so I'll bet there's a lot of you guys are like me in that you don't ever have cash. I never have cash.
I never do.
If I get it, it's like, oh, I have cash.
Right.
And even if it's just a couple dollars, it's so precious, like... Because I never have cash, and there's always those moments that come up where
really?
You need a dollar or $3, you know, something even small, and you need this small thing, but it might as well cost $1 million
because
they only take cash, and you have no cash.
Let me give you an example.
Dude.
I'm a sales guy, right? So I travel a lot.
Yeah.
I was down in Texas at the toll road. In Texas.
Yeah.
And Houston.
Are you supposed to do if you don't have cash?
So I rolled up into Houston at the tollway, and I didn't realize, oh, I'm out of toll. Once you're on there, you can't back out.
Yeah.
You're at a point of no return.
Right.
And so I show up, and I'm like, do you guys take card? Knowing they don't take cards. Like, they don't take cards.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we don't. And I was like, well, listen, I have no cash.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, you can run it, and here's... a number that you have to call the next day so that way you don't get fined.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to call that number and then pay with my card and added a fee to it.
I was going to ask if they charged me.
Oh, yeah, of course they did. But had I had cash, I wouldn't have had to worry about that.
Yeah. So that's cash. But really even those reasons are not even why it's the main
right.
gear today.
Right.
Our episode today is about being a gentleman. And gentlemanly behavior. And so we wanted to pick something, an item that kind of reflected that. And I think a gentleman always has some cash on him, mm-hmm. whether it be if he encounters someone who just really needs help. Okay. And maybe we don't need to get into panhandlers on the side of the road, whether it's a good idea or not to give them money. But every now and then you just run into a friend or... just someone who really, oh, God, they need, even if it's just small, a couple mm-hmm. dollars, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think a gentleman should be ready to assist in those types of situations. And me, even more importantly, this is the one that always gets me, is the second collection at Mass.
Oh, yes.
You know, there'll be some just fantastic
like,
charity that comes along.
Right.
I've got an example.
Okay.
When I was on vacation, first weekend on vacation, we go to this tiny church in northern Michigan. The bishop... I forget which country in Africa,
mm-hmm.
but he's the bishop of the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been
it wasn't
slaughtered.
Cardinal
No, he's not a cardinal.
Okay.
But their whole country had been slaughtered by terrorists. Muslim terror. It was it was the one before ISIS, the one that was real. Everybody knew. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, they used to have 52 churches.
Mm-hmm.
They're down to 2.
Wow.
And so the government finally has pushed them back into the woods, the terrorists, and they can now begin the process of rebuilding. But the whole country is down to 2 parishes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And so they're trying to rebuild. It's just like, I wanted to give all the, just like, if I could give you all my money right now, I would. But I didn't have any cash with me at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, and I've said this over and over and over again, I'm going to start doing it now. Having cash, especially mm-hmm. when you go to Mass, is important. And that mm-hmm. doesn't mean you're always going to give to every second collection.
Right.
That's not what
no,
it means.
No, but I think it is important to say, okay, here's $50, $100, whatever that number is, that mm-hmm. you're gonna put aside into your wallet, and you're gonna pretend like it's not there, because that's a problem with me. I'll have cash and then be like, ooh, you know, this would be fun to, you know, go use this some other place.
Right.
You gotta pretend like it's not there until you find somebody that needs it,
mm-hmm.
that needs it more than you do.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's very gentlemanlike.
Yeah, a gentleman needs to be ready to be generous.
Right.
I think.
I agree.
Also, it's just a good idea to have cash. If something happens.
Right. I also think that it's really nice to have cash in the event that you are spontaneous and want to treat your wife or your girlfriend or whatever. As you're driving down, all of a sudden, maybe you see a snow cone stand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they only take cash.
Right.
And, you know, maybe you want to just swing through there and buy your wife or girlfriend or whatever your situation is a snow cone.
Right.
I mean, that is gentlemanlike.
Sure.
And you can't do that. You can't be spontaneous unless you have money in your wallet ready mm-hmm. to go.
Yeah. I think a gentleman, just as a rule of thumb, is able to take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
So
and having, be ready for all situations.
Yeah, it's being prepared.
Right.
So like,
I agree.
I don't even need to really give an example. I think everybody's had this happen to them before where
right.
something happens, their credit cards or whatever, they need cash. You know, having that like $100 bill tucked in the back of your mm-hmm. wallet or money clip, that's the rainy day $100 bill, it's always a good idea.
I agree with you.
Yeah. And so that's what we're talking about today. And it doesn't have to be a $100 bill.
No.
20, I think, is a good
level. Good start.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree.
Buys a lot of gas if you need to get somewhere.
I also think it's really cool. Father Joe at our parish here in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, the mm-hmm. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, USA.
Yeah.
Father Joe Townsend gives us an idea every Lent or Advent to buy a random person's meal.
Yeah.
And say, you know, from your friends at St. Benedict's Parish.
Uh-huh.
Don't give your name. Just say, from your friends at St. Benedict's Parish. What a great way to evangelize.
Totally.
And if you have cash, you can just do that. Drop it off to the waiter.
Yeah.
So, I think that's really a good idea.
All right. So, everybody go get some cash. Keep it with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to The Catholic Man Show with Adam Minahan and David Niles. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side. So, raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
And raise them high.
Raise them high.
For are we not victors?
We are.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Who lives and reigns.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
I mean, but seriously, think about that. We have won.
Yeah, we've
got
won.
A lot to celebrate.
Right, exactly. We've already, the battle has already been won.
Don't be, you know, wimpy raising those glasses.
No.
Raise them high,
yes.
Men.
Yes. Confident.
Yes.
So, guys, the man topic of today is being a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about that already.
I mean, a little bit. We introduced it a little bit. And what we're going to do is we're going to post a blog about what we're talking about. But it's going to be being a gentleman from your head to your toe. And we're going to go through them all.
I'm just going to say it. Incredibly gentlemanly toes. My pinky toe.
I don't even know if that was manly. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it is.
I don't know. I'm going to ask Father Brian O'Brien. He's a pretty good judge.
He'll tell you. Be like, guy has a very respectful pinky toe.
I don't know about that. So, Dave, one of my favorite all-time Western movies is a John Wayne movie, no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, as a Catholic man.
Easy choice.
Not
an easy choice. He had a few of them.
Yeah, but John Wayne was a Catholic. Did you know that?
On his deathbed,
he married a Catholic woman, and she basically prayed him into
conversion. The Bible, you know, the Bible talks about that.
It does.
We had that reading at my wedding.
St. Paul talks about it.
Yeah.
But she basically prayed his conversion on his deathbed. But in the movie,
Cheers. Let's cheers to a manly man.
Yeah, for sure.
To John Wayne.
To John Wayne.
Pray for us.
So,
not canonized, but like,
right,
you know, but you went to confession on your deathbed.
He can pray for us.
You're probably in heaven, at least in purgatory.
Right.
And you can pray for us in purgatory.
Absolutely.
I take purgatorial prayers all the time.
Like, me too. Yes, I'll take them all.
Yes, I accept.
So in my favorite movie of his is called McClintock. And it is absolutely hilarious. You haven't seen it, have you?
I have not.
Okay, Dave. I think it's actually on Netflix.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And
they do have a lot of Westerns on Netflix.
And it is, like, one of the funniest Westerns.
Really?
You'll ever see, I think, my opinion. Anyway,
okay.
I've seen a lot of... I saw a lot of
Clint Eastwood growing up. My dad was a big Clint Eastwood fan.
Okay. I'm a big John Wayne fan.
Sure.
So I've seen a lot of his movies. But anyway, in the movie McClintock, he says a line that caught me, and I was like, yes, that is correct. And it's stuck with me since.
Uh-huh.
But in it, he says, son, you have to first be a man before you can be a gentleman.
Boom.
And I was like, yes, that is true. You can't skip the man step to be a gentleman.
Right.
You have to learn what the essence of a man is before you can be a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully you learn those at the same time. Because if you learn the essence of a man, you're also learning what it means to be a gentleman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Learning how to carry out being a man.
Another...
through being a gentleman.
Another very quotable old Western is Tombstone. You ever seen Tombstone?
Oh, yes. Like, absolutely.
Every 10 seconds, it's like, oh, that's the best line I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
There's like at the end, the guy, I think one of the guys like loses an arm. And his wife comes in and he's like missing an arm. And he goes, don't worry, darling. I still have my good arm to hold you with. It's like, oh, what a line.
Okay, so... Dave.
Okay, so, gentlemen.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about today.
Especially millennials, listen up.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's up with you guys?
Put your listening ears on.
Yes.
Millennials.
Come on.
Ugh.
Focus.
Anyway, my wife and I watched Downton Abbey. Okay?
Downton? What?
Well, they say Downton on the show.
I thought it was Downtown.
Well, it's spelled Downtown Abbey, but...
Okay, I don't watch the show.
If you say Downtown Abbey...
People get upset.
People make fun of you.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. So it's Downton Abbey because it's British. And that's how they say Downton.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
And, you know, it's like early 1900s. It's like, I think it takes place in 19, like maybe one of the episodes is 1900.
Okay.
But that's back when men were gentlemen in the classic sense. And the thing that I really liked about the show, and it's probably why I kept watching it, was... just the etiquette, the gentlemanly etiquette. When a woman walked in the room, the men stood up.
Right, which will be part of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But just everything was so respectful. And that's just the way the culture was back there. And I just I found that so attractive. You know,
the way that the men
behaved.
I think men really do find that attractive. I know women do. But I think men, in essence... find that attractive.
I found it so attractive that I said, I'm going to start doing that.
Right.
I'm going to start standing up when a woman walks in
the
room.
When you see a buddy of yours who does something very gentlemanlike that you don't do or haven't ever thought of before, my first reaction is, I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
For my wife or for whoever, I mean, whatever that that is, you know.
So we got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
So we're going to work our way
from our head to our toe.
Head to toe. So let's start
being
with
a gentleman.
The head. Okay. You have a hat on.
Yes, I do.
Right now.
Yes. And in fact, I like wearing hats. I have worn a lot of different types of hats
in
college.
You're not even going bald.
No, and I'm not going bald. But,
fascinating.
I used to have a lot of fedoras, newsboy caps,
yeah.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wear a lot of baseball caps now. But there's something about wearing a nice hat. And when you're praying, you have to take your hat off.
Well, just take it off.
You have to take it out of respect.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when a woman walks in and walks into the room and you're introducing yourself, it's good to take your hat off to show a sign of respect for the woman to introduce yourself.
It's interesting that when you go into a church, take your hat off. It's interesting that this has always been the culture. Men uncover their heads when they enter a church. And historically, women covered their heads when they went into a church.
Right.
And that, I don't know, and I really don't know why. I know, like,
the theology behind the hair, the veil.
Women is, like, part of their beauty, and they're, like, veiling it as a way of, like, saving it for the, for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably messing that up. But anyway, I just think that's interesting. When you meet a woman in particular, it is polite to take your hat off.
And that's something that has been like, let me throw another one out at you. When you're eating in general, it is not polite to have your hat on while you're eating.
Right.
As a man. And so I just think that that's kind of like something that has, like, my parents were, my mom especially was pretty strict on that.
Mm-hmm.
Always wear a shirt. Always wear, keep your hat off.
Yeah, to
at
this
the
day.
Dinner table.
Yeah, shirts, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Even back when I was a bachelor, if I just got finished mowing the yard or something, and I was gonna sit down at the table, it just felt weird. Even if I'm there by myself.
Right.
To eat without a shirt on, and I would go put a shirt on.
Yeah.
Just because, otherwise it just, it's weirding me out.
Right.
So not everybody wears a hat, but if you do wear a hat, because society today doesn't. It's not the same cultural thing. Like, it used to be, if you went outside, men put a hat on.
Right.
But if you're going to wear a hat, you should abide by the hat rules.
Right. So let's move on to ears. We're going to go down to ears. Because that's a big one, especially for millennials. Listen up. Ears is a very big thing because of the music in today's society.
Yes.
There's so much trash as music
and
nowadays.
And it's not just like the lyrics are inappropriate. The music itself is worthless.
Yeah, it is terrible.
It's like, I feel like people don't even know what music is.
And not only that.
Because they've never played music. I think it's like, the arts are, a lot of it are out of schools.
It's lost.
People, it used to be everybody had played an instrument at some point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
People, a lot of people have never played an instrument. They have no idea what music is.
But Dave,
it's frustrating.
Not only that, but it's also the moderation of music levels. Like, when we've all pulled up to a car next to us who have big old subwoofers, 15-inch subwoofers in the back. It's beating like nobody's business. It's rattling your car. There's no modesty in that.
And let me tell you, I can agree with you because I used to be that guy. I'm not kidding.
Right.
I used to have just exactly like what you described. And it was so loud.
It was just, there's no modesty to that.
I'm not even going to... I can't even tell you everything that I used to do, but I used to be that guy, and I can tell you it's stupid.
Right. It is. Also, for gentlemen with ears, is listening to people.
Listening to people.
I think that as men, we do a poor job of listening to our wives. I'm the first one. I'll be first in line. There's been times where I'm distracted and my wife is talking to me, and I just don't listen.
I've never done that. I've memorized everything my wife's ever said.
Father Brian O'Brien, we need you over here for confession stat.
Okay, but I just have to tell this quick story because this happened to me this week. I was at a funeral of a client, and I've been to, in my business, clients die. A lot of old people.
Right.
Because old people have money, and I work with money. But for whatever reason, it just really struck me thinking about, man... What if you knew this was the last time you were going to see somebody because they were going to die? How much more attentive would you be in that conversation? And I was just, for the rest of the afternoon, it kind of kept sticking with me. And I was thinking, We should always be that attentive with people. A gentleman is. Right. He is present with the person he's with.
You know who's the best example of that?
John Paul II.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, I know.
JP2. Because he always said he never forgot anybody that he met because he saw Christ in every single person. And how can you forget Christ?
Yeah, and how could he forget Christ? It's like,
oh
give
my
me
gosh.
A break,
come
John
on.
Paul. Like,
how can
how am I supposed to keep up with that?
Yes. I mean, the ultimate gentleman.
But anyway, it's true. We should be that present to everybody. And so
right.
I worked on that for that week. Mm-hmm. And I actually noticed differences in my conversations with people.
Absolutely.
People that I otherwise wouldn't
have. It takes practice. You have to practice, intentionally practice on it.
Yeah. So think about that. Be present with
right.
the people you're talking to.
When we get back, we have about five or six
yeah,
more that we're going to...
We've got a long list still. But
so we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm just digging our music.
I'm like...
Dude, I always dance to our music.
I do.
In fact, most of the time, Adam doesn't hit the record button yet, but I usually sing to the intro music. Boom, 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 ba-doom, you know?
I just like... I can't stop moving to that music.
And
you never...
You don't let the people hear my voice, bro.
On purpose.
It's good. I'm just saying. People call me. Wanting to, like, record me.
No. No.
That was bad. I'm sorry. Anyway, Adam, quit distracting me. We have a long list.
We have a long list to get to. Yep, let's do it.
So we left with ears. Be present. Listen to people. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to crappy music.
Yes, millennials.
Are we allowed to say crappy?
Yeah, sure.
I said it twice. Okay, so next is eyes.
Eyes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys.
Big deal.
This is a big deal.
This also kind of start with being present.
Yes, absolutely.
When you're talking to someone, look them in the eyes.
Right. What?
Don't. Oh, this is something I do because I realized I did it. Or I wasn't doing this and I hated it about myself. When you get in an elevator, the first thing you do is like, oh, there's people. I don't want to have to interact with these strangers. I don't know. I'm going to get on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have made a rule for myself. My phone is always in my pocket. Even if I'm writing an email, doing something is important. If I got on an elevator, even if no one's in the elevator, my phone is in my pocket because might stop on the next floor and someone might be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to say, hello, good morning, actually have an interaction with someone.
That's
instead of like, oh, yeah, I'm on my phone. Like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So that's something I do. And
I like that.
Even though the other person I'm on the elevator with is on the phone, not mm-hmm. looking at me,
mm-hmm.
that's okay. I can't control their behavior. I can control mine. My phone's in my pocket on an elevator, so I can, you know, like, have that at least polite conversation.
I like that. Good job, Dave.
Thanks. You guys should do that, too.
Catholic man, high five.
Yeah.
Boom. Also, I guess we have to talk about with the custody of eyes.
Custody of the eyes, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, that's the obvious one. I think there's, obviously with the use of the internet.
And let's get real, because this is a man's show.
Right.
This is a difficult thing.
This is a difficult thing.
You know, I know that there have been saints throughout history who didn't struggle with chastity at all. You know,
mm-hmm.
like Saint
Thomas Aquinas,
I believe, was given that grace where he no longer struggled
Dude,
with that.
Do you know about Saint Benedict? He was tempted, like he was out as a hermit, and he kept being tempted as, you know, spirits of the or sins of the flesh,
uh-huh.
and he finally overcame it and said no, and he got, like, he was so crazy, he, like, took his clothes off and jumped into a thorn bush to get his mind off of sins of the flesh.
Some guy did that in the Old Testament, too.
I don't know.
There's a guy in the Old Testament who did the same thing.
Okay, well Saint Benedict did it, and then once he did that, he was no longer tempted with sins
of the
flesh.
I'll bet you he did it because of the guy in the Old Testament.
Maybe.
I need to look that up, but yes, there's a guy who did that in the Bible.
Okay.
Promise you.
I haven't read that.
Yeah. Well, you have. It's just not in your memory at the moment.
Maybe so.
So anyway,
okay,
custody of
the
eyes.
It's
a huge
thing.
And it's like, I go to the gym. mm-hmm. and work out. For whatever reason, society has convinced women that if you're going to exercise, you got to put on skin tight clothes.
Right.
Because if you don't have skin tight clothes on, you're just not going to exercise very good.
Right.
You know, and I don't know how this is, but
also just real quick, let's throw this out there. We don't have a lot of time, so I got to throw this out here too. Women dressing for mass.
Oh.
I mean,
make it quick, because we could have like a whole other topic.
Okay.
About dads and their daughters, what they allow them to wear.
I just want to say, like, women. Men are constantly tempted with, like, we're visual creatures. Men are constantly...
I don't think women get that.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they understand the degree to which we are visual creatures.
I don't think so either.
We're hunters.
Right. And so, women, I ask you in as gentleman fashion as I can to please dress modestly
mm-hmm.
in mass, because... I can't, like, we cannot be distracted with what you are wearing or the lack of what you are wearing while we're trying to pray.
I have to say something else.
Okay.
Yoga pants are not pants.
No, they're not.
Men, if you have a wife or a girlfriend who wears yoga pants out, I get it. She might be good looking and she probably looks fantastic in them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Totally inappropriate.
Yeah, I agree.
In fact, my wife, she knew this already, but I had to tell her, like, hey, I know we're on the same page, but I'm not okay with these pants. She didn't have any.
Right.
But I just wanted her to know that that's how I felt.
Okay.
Because totally inappropriate to wear yoga. I mean, if you're going to wear a long dress over them, that's different.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay. You just got to cover your butt.
Right. I agree. Okay, let's move on.
Anyway, custody of the eyes. You have to gain that. So if there is a woman that you're seeing, it's helped me to remember, sister. This is my sister. And then think of her as sister.
I also want to say, anytime that I've had temptations, like with my eyes, I always instantly try to envision our mother's face.
Yeah,
and that's really helped me out a lot.
That would work.
As soon as I have a temptation, I realize it. I try to envision our mother's face,
mm-hmm.
and through her grace, you know, the graces that she provides, somehow it alters my mind.
Worst case scenario, look away. Remove
right.
yourself from the situation.
Right.
If that's what you need to do to avoid sin, do it.
Okay, let's talk about mouth.
Mouth. Words that you say.
Yes. I mean, guys, what is it about you guys that we have to use cuss words to get our point across? I don't understand mm-hmm. it.
I used to use a lot of cuss words.
Me
just
too.
In
college.
Regular band, you know, regular
and it
conversation.
Started, like, it becomes habitual.
And now,
you don't even realize it.
I think we probably all have a friend or that one person we know that we interact with who cusses a lot, and it's contagious.
Right.
It's so contagious.
It is.
Like, whenever I'm around that type of conversation, I can find myself even at home with my wife, like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I almost
said
this word, you know,
right.
It's like,
that
I don't know why I almost did that, because
right.
I was just around it.
Yeah.
So don't do that to other people, because the words you use affect them.
Right.
The words you say, in fact, the way you address women should always be respectful.
Absolutely.
You should never, ever, words, okay, briefly. My wife and I agreed, we do not disrespect each other in conversation with other people.
No.
We don't do it. You will never hear me say a bad word about my wife.
No.
It's not
Haley
because
and I
she's
said
perfect.
The same thing.
My wife's not perfect. She's pretty close, but she's not perfect.
Right.
And I'm far from perfect. We do not disrespect each other.
No. Because you have to build each other up. You're not building each other up if you're talking bad about
and
them.
And it's so cultural to be like, oh, for wife to like, oh, my, you know, husband.
Husband did, you know.
Or the dad is always portrayed as stupid in sitcoms,
yeah.
you know. Or men to complain about, oh, the old hag. Don't do that.
Yeah. That,
terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Okay.
Your goal is to get your wife to heaven.
Shoulders.
Shoulders. Okay.
Clothing.
Clothing.
How do you dress yourself?
Especially during mass. I mean,
we've talked about this. Yeah.
But it's just really big. Like, I just think that we have to say, men, you need to present yourselves your best self in mass.
Mm-hmm. Think about what it is that you're doing. What's the occasion? Your outward appearance should match the elegancy or, I don't know, the worthiness, whatever it is you're doing. However much it should be honored, that activity,
mm-hmm.
your clothing should represent that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I agree.
Don't mow the yard in your suit, for instance.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Don't wear a t-shirt and shorts.
Hands.
To mass.
Hands. This is a big one. We got big ones left.
Okay.
Handshakes.
Handshakes. Oh, Dave, one of my biggest pet peeves is whenever I go, and I think it's because my dad is just such a beast of a man, and he has huge hands.
It's true.
And so all growing up, you know, my goal was to take my pinky and my thumb and
see
and,
if you could get it around his
right,
hand.
Right, and put them as still far
my,
away from each other.
Still my goal to this day.
Right. And so, but he always taught me, and I'm thankful for that to this day, of when you shake a man's hand, you have a firm grip and you're looking them
and
in the
eyes.
You're
looking in the eyes.
Yes. And I don't know why guys to this day like have these wimpy, light handshakes. I don't get it.
It drives me. It actually sickens me.
I don't understand
it. It just gives me the chills whenever I shake someone's hand. And it's like
I just encourage
this dead cold fish and they like are looking down to the ground. It's
I just
like,
encourage you
dang.
To be a man. And if your handshake is not firm, to firm your handshake.
The other thing
somebody.
Is opening the door for your girlfriend, yes. wife. And I don't mean like, oh, we're walking into the walking into a building. That one's kind of easier to do.
Right.
Get her car door. Today, I was at Mass, and my wife was in, and I was like, I'm going to go get the car. I'm going to pull it up. I pulled it up. I saw her coming. I got out of the car
That's
to
good.
Go open her car door.
Yeah.
Okay? You know why? Because she deserves it.
Right. That's something that I got to work on. I got to be honest with you. I
and
like,
it's
I
kind of,
do it.
You know what? It's kind of awkward at first because mm-hmm. it's kind of anti, it goes against, you know, like, oh, I can open my own door. I know you can,
right.
but I would like to
but
honor
you. Yeah, you
so if it's a first date and you're going somewhere,
mm-hmm.
here's what you do. When you get somewhere, look over and say, hey, do you mind if I get your door for you? Can I go get your car door? You know, can I open?
Yeah.
Ask permission and then it's not weird anymore. She's like,
yeah.
Oh, and even if she says, no, that's okay, I'll get it, she's still kind of like, oh, that
liked
was nice
it.
Of him.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very
and
gentlemanly.
When you get back, don't ask. Walk with her to her door, open it, get in.
Next one, knees.
Knees.
Okay, knees are the one that you have to, like, you have to be praying. To be a gentleman, you have to pray. You have to.
And it's best to do that on your knees.
And it's best to do it on your knees.
I have a pray-do in my house.
Yeah.
We have a prayer area,
yeah.
and Pamela and I, we kneel and pray.
Where we, the studio here. Is a prayer area for me.
Okay,
I
great.
Mean, that, I mean, this is. I mean, it's very clear. It looks like a Catholic gift and bookstore
yeah,
in here.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff in here.
So anyway,
feet.
Okay, I think that it's very important and something that has been lost is to stand up when a woman walks into the room.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a given. I don't understand why that's not something that we don't do anymore.
Especially guys, if you're single, this makes you really stand out.
Yes.
If you're out at with a group of people and a woman shows up, even if it's not your date, stand up.
Right. I think that's very
to
important.
To greet her.
So, there it is.
And it's not because, you know, anything is going on. It's just because she's a woman. Woman, ugh, they're so awesome.
Yes.
Their dignity.
They deserve it.
Is like,
they deserve it.
They're better than us.
So there's being a gentleman from your head to your toe. We did it. We knocked it out.
Yeah. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Check us out on social media. Download our podcast. Check us out on Breadbox Media. This has been a great episode, Dave. I've enjoyed it. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So
raise your glass.